Tripper Stories.
Little hoe, little hoe, what are they feeding you? Little hoe, little hoe, it's not your fault. Ha!
Copyright friends.
Yeah. Welcome!
Hi, guys!
That is a rosé on the mic. Welcome to another episode of Stripper Stories.
Stripper Stories.
We are back. We have a little plan for you today. It's not going to be us just drunkenly ranting.
All right, bitch.
Okay.
Right. Here she is.
I'm getting wine. She's getting the wine. We have got a plan for you today. Actually, Rosie's been very cleverly sat scribbling in a corner for the last 45 minutes, so I don't know what's going to come out of her mouth today, so bear with. We're going to talk about a lot of things today. It's going to be a bit of a mishmash of a few things. But we're going to have a little chat about some funny sex toys that we've discovered, because there are a fucking few, right?
Yeah, there's some that I didn't even know existed.
This was your idea, actually, so you should talk about it.
Well, it's just, I don't know. Like, there's so many amazing websites nowadays, and, like, we're all in lockdown paradise still.
Yeah!
How many weeks are we in now? Like 14 weeks, 15 weeks, 16 weeks?
25 weeks.
Yeah, 13 billion weeks. So I imagine the sex toy market's fucking upped its game.
Yes.
And I was on a little scroll hole of sex toy purchasing, and I thought it would be fun to try and explain some sex toys to each other and see if we can guess what they are.
Can't fucking wait, bitch.
We'll put the links in our Instagram if you're that interested.
Yes, yes, and they're fucking weird, apparently. I mean, mine are fucking weird. I don't know about yours, but
yours,
like,
are fucking weird, mate. She's had to explain half of them to me.
Yeah.
And I'm not a prude.
And she had not a prude. No, seriously, there's a fucking lot of crazy ones on here. And I know we've always talked about the pros of being a sugar baby. So Rose's already, like, had a little conversation about her side of things and how she's involved, and I haven't actually spoken about my side yet, so I think I'm gonna have a little divulge today. I'm gonna spill the beans. I actually haven't spoken about this, I don't think, really publicly ever, so this will be the first time. It'll be nice.
I think it will be good for you, babe.
yes it'll be good for me. So
it's kind of, we're talking about the emotional side of sex work.
Yeah. And there is,
we're not
a massive
robots.
One. No, we're not.
None
robots.
None of us are robots.
You fucking wish we were, though, sometimes, especially when it comes to these fucking massive sex toys.
Wouldn't it be easier?
Yeah.
Vagina wet on. Legs open.
Orgasm now. But no, that is not how it works. So yeah, we're gonna do that, and then fuck knows what's gonna happen. So just stay with us on the ride of the sex stripper stories. That we're gonna take you on a fun adventure.
Da 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 da.
Right.
Let's start with the subject that I am super uncomfortable about, which is animals.
Okay. So how this came up was, as we both stare at our cat. We're literally staring at the cat.
Squid.
Little squid. Okay. So I had a customer online, so I'm obviously still camming at the moment through lockdown, because it's given me something to do. A girl's got an orgasm,
girl's
all that shit.
Fucking eat.
And got a fucking eat. I can't believe I forgot that bit. Anyway, so this guy was like, quite a few guys actually have been like, oh, you know, I really want to, like, they just talk about animals. They just bring it up. Like, a lot of, like, silent callers will be like, I'm going to send you silent callers when you call someone and they don't have to speak. You just say a scenario and they just wank off, which is part of, like, the cam experience. All your cam girls.
So you, like, tell them a fantasy story, like.
Yeah, so they'll send you a brief and an email beforehand. They'll be like, this is what I want to talk about. And then you just roll with it when you call them. And it's normally when other people are in the house, so they can just have a silent wank. Silent call.
Okay, so they can just hear you being like, and now we're in the woods.
Yes.
And you're holding my hand. And we're we're going through the bushes, and oh, you're in my bush.
And yeah, literally just like that, but more like, your dog is fucking me in the arse. That's exactly what they're asking for.
You know, there's an app that does that, by the way. It's called, let's have a look. Oh, I tried it once. I don't know if I still have it.
What the fuck?
Yeah, there's this amazing app that, like, tells you naughty stories and, like, encourages you to touch yourself. It's called...
You've got it in your productivity fucking section.
Well, I thought I did.
Not in your finance section. Fucking, she's on her phone right now.
No, it's not my shopping section. What was it called?
Is this what you don't listen to on the tube and just cross your legs and hope for the best?
No, I can't. I was, like, The Guardian wrote a piece about it, being like, this is an amazing new sex app. And there's, like, sections for couples... It's free. I can't remember what it's called.
As long as it's free, bitches. All us hoes out there want the free shit.
I'm going
to
find out. Wait there.
Find out. Anyway, so this fucking... A few customers have been like, talking about animals. And then one of them was like, have you fucking checked out this website? And I was like, no, dear God, I can't. And it's called Bestiality. Now...
Furly. It's called Furly. Your audio guide to mindful sex.
Mindful sex? Who wants mindful sex?
I mean,
sex?
Some of it's really fucking like, it's
and breathe in and out and orgasm.
Some of it's really weird, but some of it's pretty good. They have like this really hot male voice and it's like, I just can't wait to kiss you. And it's like, and I'm kissing you all over. And then it's like encouraging you to like take your clothes off and touch yourself.
Fuck off!
Yeah.
Wow,
it's like talking masturbation, basically a lot like the script thing that you're saying.
Yeah,
but
right.
Pre-made for women.
That's amazing. I've never heard of that
before.
Yeah,
and they've got ones for couples, so bitches, check it out if you fancy someone telling you a cheeky bedtime story
in that total voice.
In this voice.
Oh, is it really?
I want to touch you.
I want to fuck you in your anus.
Anus.
We've done that before.
Yeah,
I love that shit. What was I going to say? So, I do know someone, a man in my roster, who reads stories to, like, pre-porn. So, like, before he has a wank, he'll read a little sex story to just get him all horny, like, on, like...
What, like an erotic story?
Erotic story, and then watch porn. No one's ever read... Okay.
I've got some really good erotic literature down there.
Can I borrow
it? Like, short stories.
Are they good?
Yeah, they're good. They're really nice to have someone read to you. Like, because I don't...
Is that not awkward as shit,
I used to love being read to.
Yeah, does he touch you while he reads, do you? Or do you just sit there, like, static?
No, you just sit there and listen, and it's...
Do you not get horny?
Yeah, you get slightly horny, but there's something a bit, like... I mean, this is probably, like, daddy issues screaming out loud, but, like, there's something nice about, like, a bloke
reading to you. Yeah, but, like, there's one thing saying, like, oh, call me Ishmael Moby Dick. But, like, there's another thing. There's another thing being, like... Touch your fucking clitoris.
No,
like,
no, no, no.
Literally.
It's like erotic fiction, so it's like, I don't know, Betty went dogging.
Stop it! Fuck, have you ever been dogging before? There's loads of that where we're from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not properly.
You haven't actually, like, committed dogging.
Actually, it's really funny. Like, the...
Genital walk.
I'm seeing it.
Yeah, you can!
All right, blurb out.
Genital walk.
Okay,
I'll blurb it out.
So, by the way, if you haven't guys all guessed it already, all the little penis and tit wank and all these fucking things that we keep putting in our podcasts that I actually haven't explained at all is when we've said our real names or when we want to blurt out a fucking name that we don't want. So... Fire!
Genital warp.
It's now going to be
genital warp.
So, okay, that's fine.
All right. It'd be quite funny in the podcast if it goes
genital warp.
It's now going to be
genital warp.
So this
genital warp
I'm seeing at the moment, he asked me this question. He asked if I'd been dogging before.
Why?
And because we were kind of talking about, like, sexual experiences and blah, 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 like, in a normal way. And I was, like, saying how popular it is from the southwest of England, yeah. Which...
It really fucking is.
Which may or may not be where we're from originally. hi, Squidge.
Squidge is looking at us.
The cat's
like,
come to join us.
Literally. Hey, hon.
Hi, babe.
Squidge is our cat, by the way. He's literally, like... I mean, I might even put him on the Instagram one day so you can see that we're not actually, like... Just talking to ourselves.
A Squidge.
A little Squidge. Oh, he's come right up to me. He's staring at my eyeballs.
Firefighter was asking me about dogging, and I was like, yeah, I've been dogging. And he was shocked.
What?
Yeah, like, absolutely shocked. Bearing in mind, he's not from like the same area as us.
I mean, everybody in our area. Oh, whoa. My god, my fucking drink! Oh, it's only water. Thank god it was alcohol. Fuck.
The cat spilled the drink.
It was the water.
Fucking squid in your big dick.
Oh god. Everybody in the south of England has actually been dogging because there's a massive dogging spot.
Yeah, there's loads loads of dogging spots near from where we're from.
Yeah.
But I did go once, like when we were like 16 and people were first starting to get their driving licenses. I can't remember, it was with some blokes I went to college with. We went to see what it was like, and it was just fucking people bumming in cars, basically.
Yeah. Well, we used to, like, a couple of my friends who I used to go with were gay, right? And they were like, they do like, not that that would even matter, but like, they were just.
Well, apparently there's nights, isn't there? It's like, oh, it's Friday night's ladies' night.
It's, yeah. Fuck off!
Yeah.
Anyway, we'd go and, like, they'd turn the lights on, flash them, they'd know all the signals and shit, yeah. And I'd be there like, oh my god, I'm just here as a passenger. And, yeah, and then there was one time it got so fucking busy in this car park with flashing lights and tooting and shit, the police had to come and disperse the groups.
No.
Yeah, and there was just people with their, like, trousers around their legs just running around in this fucking car park in the back end of buttfuck nowhere. And, yeah, it was just a sight to be seen. When you're 16, that was, like, a lot, you know?
I don't think I really understood it.
No, I don't think I really understood it either, but... I mean, I never told my parents. I kind of knew that it was fucking naughty, but... Anyway.
Yeah, babe, I mean... Why would you tell your parents? We went to a Catholic school.
Yeah, we went to the most Catholic school.
Send her to learn about Jesus!
Literally, we, like, had mass every day and all that sort of type of shit, so... Anybody who's cross-examining us out there, yes, okay, we were deprived. Of dick. That's basically it.
Well,
okay,
sex education in general, but
yeah,
that's another story.
We're not going to start that now. Right. So, what are we talking about? Dogging. We've done that. Yeah. So, bestiality.
Oh,
so
God.
This fucking thing called Art of Zoo is like a website, and I was fascinated the other day, and I was like, I got Rosie to watch a video, and
wait. Before you talk about Art of Zoo, you started talking about. This script. So a guy sent you. You're working
as
a cam girl.
Shit.
Let's rewind.
Genital walk.
Right. So we were like, he was like, yeah, this is what I want to talk about, and it was like, I want my dog, my two dogs, to fuck you and watch them fuck you, and they were like Labradors or something, and it's not even like a hot dog. Like, if you were to have a fucking hot, like a Rottweiler is like one of the hot, you can imagine like being one of the hotter dogs. Not like, this is like a pervy thing to say, but not a Rottweiler.
I can't believe that just came out of your mouth. Do you fancy Rottweilers?
No, but
do you fancy Rottweilers though?
I totally fancy a Rottweiler. No, but you know what I mean? Like,
only when they've had their ears pinned.
No, but just think about
dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you mean exactly?
They could be a Rottweiler or a Scotty dog.
No dog is fanciable.
Yeah, I mean, there's the whole.
I don't look at a dog and go, oh yeah, but he's fit.
No, you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean, mate. I don't know what you mean.
Fucking do, little slag. You know what I mean. You'll be like, oh yeah, my golden retriever wants to fuck you.
She's sick in the head. It's okay.
You're pausing it.
No, I'm whispering.
Oh.
No, I mean, bestiality really weirds me out. I am an animal lover, but I do not have sexual intercourse with animals. You know, bestiality is legal in some states in America.
Illegal or legal?
Legal.
Fuck no, man. But like, we were watching weird videos when we were in our Catholic school between like science lessons. I remember someone like getting one out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he got a video of like a horse fucking a woman.
I remember him showing me that video.
Do you actually?
And it was really disturbing. Didn't she die?
Yeah, she died because she got her spleen ruptured or something like that. Everyone was like, what? And it like went around the school, right? So, I mean, that's probably the last time I've ever watched anything like that. So like literally last week when this guy was like, this is how I feel. And then when we got on the call, he was like, I want to like direct cam you. So obviously when someone was out of the house, he was like, yeah, have you seen this website called Art of Zoo? And I like looked on it and it was all dogs. So it's basically just all dogs fucking women. Now, so this is like, I'm thinking, so personally for me, I never judge anyone who's got a kink of any kind, whether it's, like we said in other podcasts, foot fetish, sneeze fetish, fucking the chair fetish, any fucking fetish. I mean, like, there's so many. Unless you're hurting someone else, or an animal even, like, we're talking any living thing,
yeah,
we don't judge.
If it's consensual, and no one's getting hurt, then why the fuck not?
Yeah.
Each to their own.
Yeah. And in the, all these videos, the dogs are never getting fucked. I can't believe that that sentence actually got out, came out of my mouth. But these dogs are never getting fucked. They're doing the fucking. So it's like, that's one thing.
I still think it's wrong.
It's
personally.
Fucking. It's fucking wrong. Like this
it's
is
cruelty to animals. Like if the fucking RSPCA heard about this shit, they'd. Oh,
well,
just,
they know about this shit.
Oh, God.
It's online.
I honestly can't get that fucking image of that black Labrador fucking that woman. That video you showed me. It was absolutely disgusting.
Right, okay. So, anyway, we are, like, talking about it because it is so outrageous and we do have an opinion on it. But
why do you think men are, like, not men, why do you think some people are into that? Do you think it's, like, an innate...
It's, like, a... I don't know, like...
Is it, like, an innate thing? Like, as in, are they... Is it, like... You know, it's like us being the beasts.
Yeah.
Does it go back to us being like...
Animalistic.
Animalistic, that's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah. It's like a kind of, what's the word? A feral...
Yeah, it's like a feral instinct.
Yeah, it is like that. Like, I think that's part of it.
But then this guy who was like that with you and he wanted to see his dogs fucking you, is that a power thing, do you think?
Fuck knows. But, like, it was interesting to hear him and, like, and actually, because he was open, like, I was just very, like, honest. I listened to him, you know, I never encourage it because that would be lying because I don't encourage that.
You don't particularly want a Labrador to fuck you.
No, absolutely not. I'm like, oh, not like, yeah, baby.
His little pink lipstick.
Oh, la, 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 la. You know, some of these dogs...
No, I actually feel sick.
Some of these dogs have massive cocks, though, by the way. They look like human cocks.
Oh, no, let's...
Okay, anyway, moving on. So, yeah, we I was gonna... she's actually gonna throw up. I don't find it that gross. I mean, I find it weird as fuck, but, like, it's okay, hun. It's okay. It's fine. I was going to get hell to watch a video, but I think we're going to skip.
Do you know what? If I was ever in hell, that would be my hell room.
What? Getting fucked by a dog?
If I was, like, in, what do you call it?
Purgatory.
No, purgatory is before hell, isn't it?
Yeah, but purgatory is the one where you have to keep doing the same thing over and over again because you're, like, stuck in the middle. Hell is, like, damned, and then purgatory is, like, when you push the boulder. You know, it's like... That biblical story, obviously, we both know because we went to fucking Catholic school, where they push the boulder up the hill and it keeps rolling down, and you have to keep pushing it back up and shit like that. Like, continually getting fucked by a dog would be purgatory, right?
Okay, well, my eternal...
Damnation.
...would be being in a room constantly...
That needs to be on a T-shirt.
Fucked by dogs.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. I can literally imagine it. I'm going to have nightmares tonight. It's like a red room.
Oh,
it's black dogs.
God, stop, stop, stop.
Oh, God.
I mean, look, I did watch this documentary on Vice the other day, actually. So, like, lightening this up a little bit. This woman on Vice, Carly Slut Ever, her name is... Is it Vice? Yeah.
Slut Ever.
Slut
the,
Ever.
The documentary I showed you.
Yes.
She's
so
really good.
So, fucking rate you out there. We're going to tag you in all the shit.
You are some sassy bitch,
yes,
my friend.
Yes, we like you. She did a documentary, like a segment on people who had, like, kind of animal... like kinks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but like more like soft than that.
Wasn't it the cuddly people though?
It was the people who like wanted to be fucked by a werewolf and like dogs and wolves and shit like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, the werewolf thing goes back to all, like, if you look at like Bram Stoker's Dracula,
yeah,
there's like a werewolf fucking scene and that's really popular.
Yeah, and the Vampire Diaries where they had all the werewolves fucking.
Oh, yeah.
So like there's like, like she said in this documentary, we love you, that people from, like, day dot, since, like, the 1800s, like, 1900s, they'd be writing, like, romance novels about the predator, which was, like, an animalistic type person. So, like, a vampire, a werewolf.
Well, that's it. Maybe it's total submission.
Yes, it's a woman's total submission. So, there's this website, or, like, this kind of, I don't know, like, this group of people online where they design you, your perfect sex fuck. So, they'll like... It's more like a cartoon thing, so it's like...
Oh, so they'll design you a cartoon. Oh, my God, I want to know about this website.
Yes, so they design you a cartoon on...
On your sexual fantasy.
Yeah. So they draw you up... Oh, fuck no, you need to watch the documentary. I can't remember what it's called. We need to find this out. But they get pictures of the actual person, then they ask you who you want to be fucked by, and they'll pick, like, vampire, werewolf, whatever. You choose dick size, you choose colour of hair, you choose how big they are, how big their pecs are, everything. And then you get, at the end, your own... like personal porn film with you in it as the cartoon. It's like kind of CGI-y kind of
yeah,
avatar.
Like a comic book.
Like an avatar-y thing.
Yeah.
You can watch it and it's made specifically for you. How
what,
amazing
like a
is
video
that?
Or a comic book?
No, it's in a video, a proper video. Porn video, but of like on an anime kind of vibe.
Oh, interesting.
Mm. So that's the kind of something I would probably watch.
I would probably use that website.
Yeah, we'll find out what it is and we'll come back to you guys.
I quite like that anime porn stuff. Like, especially when they do, you know, when they do like the inside. Have you seen, have you watched anime porn where they have like the inside of the vagina, like scenes where like it's like inside her vagina and you see the cock going in and it's like all anime.
Wow.
It's good.
Is it?
Yeah, I quite like anime sex, yeah.
I see that on the, you know, if you like watch porn on a porn site and then in the like, advertisements, there's like little,
there's shots of anime girls, yeah,
because everything's just a bit larger than life, isn't it? Bigger tits, bigger cock, bigger everything, loads of whining, and it's a little bit less because it is fake porn noises and like fake bimbos in porn. It's a bit different than watching it anime.
Yeah, in anime it's kind of, it takes the awkwardness of it being false as a reality to like just being false because it's false.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfectly said. When I was looking at this man on cam though, like a lot of you girls out there would probably, if you work on cam, like you look at them, they look, not, it sounds really awful, look so normal. Like they've got families and kids and things, and then they're talking to you about like
wanting their Labradors like, to fuck you.
Yeah, and you're like,
so this guy,
where does that come from?
So this guy wanted his dogs to fuck you.
Yeah,
which is like total you being submissive and him being the pack leader and letting his dogs do whatever
and
the
ordering
fuck.
The dogs on me.
Yeah. Okay. So what happened next?
So I just kind of went along with it, and for me, yes, it's something that I don't condone, and yes, it's something that I do not find in any way pleasurable. But as part of my job, I'm never there to judge. And I think that, like, you know, he even said to me, like, it's refreshing to have someone who doesn't judge me, who doesn't, like, get kind of grossed out by me. And, like, I find that quite sad on the other foot. Like, when people are vulnerable enough to say to another person, when it's not hurting anyone else, like, what their kinks are, and another person judging them, that can really have some serious...
I don't know. I think some people just aren't into it. Like, for instance, if I was going out with a guy, and he was like, I want to fucking set my Labradors on you,
I
would straight out say no.
I agree. But if you're a cam girl, and it's your fucking job, and you're on there, I mean, yeah, don't ever do anything you don't want to do.
Yeah, I think a cam girl, like, can still say no.
Yeah, absolutely. But I just don't like it when people are rude and judgy.
No, rude and judgy is different. Like, everyone has to accept that everybody else is different.
Yeah, I agree, 100%. So moving on from the fucking bestiality shit, because, yeah, I think we fucking flogged that to death. That's probably one of the most out there things I've done on cam, I would say. I mean, like, we talk about guys asking girls to vomit, like, as in choke on dick, but, like, or, like, guys recently have been on the cam girl site, they've been, like, talking on the group, guys asking girls to eat a whole pot of yogurt and then, like, choke on a dick so deep that
they vomit
the yogurt. Yeah. Now, that, for me, would be more invasive and more, like, traumatic to my soul.
Yeah, it just feels like you're hurting your body for this. I'm not sure about that one.
Yeah, that I wouldn't do. That's where my limit would be, you know? Like, piss and shit as well, like...
Oh, I don't know. If a guy asked me to piss on him, I wouldn't give a fuck.
No, but on camera.
Piss all over his face!
Oh, really? Have you ever pissed on anyone's face?
I've pissed on a bloke in the shower before, yeah.
What, like, purposefully?
Yeah.
Who? Oh, no, don't tell me. Tell me!
Genital war.
No!
Yeah.
Did he ask you to?
Yeah.
Where did he sit?
In the bath. In that bath. In our bath.
Oh! And you just stood over him and pissed on him?
Yeah.
And what did he do? Wank?
I did a tiny wee bit.
Well, did he wank?
No, he didn't like it. We just wanted to try it.
Oh, well, fair enough. At least you tried it.
Oh, it was awful. Oh, God.
I mean, some people love it. I heard a story recently about a guy who is basically this guy. Actually, he listens to the podcast, so you know who you are, bitch. I hope you love this story, because I did listen and it was fucking amazing. He is a older man who's got a lovely wife and they've been together a very long time. They've got a very successful marriage, right? And
this is one of your cam guys?
Yeah.
All right, sweet.
No. So this is someone we don't know. And he's got a very successful marriage and he told his wife earlier on that he was interested in certain kinks, certain things, like experimenting in certain ways. And she tried it and discovered it wasn't for her, but she was like, I love you so much. Like,
what kinks?
Just like playmate stuff. So kind of like, for those girls out there, like 50 Shades of Grey shit, but like on the next level, like whipping, stripping, like bondage, shibari, which is like tying up different types of ties. And like,
oh God, I love that shit.
You love it. But like almost like needle play as well. Like things like that. We'll talk about in a bit.
Needle play?
Yeah. So when you like basically like...
Why are you pointing your vagina right now and talking about needles?
Yeah, so...
Ah!
Yeah, yeah.
Ah!
So I've got pictures, actually. He sent me pictures. I don't have them anymore. I don't have them anymore, just if you're listening. He was like, I want to try these things. She was like, I'm not into it, but you can go and do this out of the house. Don't talk to me about it, but, like, you can have these, like, fleeting moments and then come back to
other women?
Yeah.
And she's okay with that?
Yeah.
Strong bitch.
Yeah, but great bitch.
Well, yeah, if it lasts.
If that's, like, your vibe. Anyway, he had a playmate talking about the pissing thing that he met on Adult Work, I think. And she'd never tried... She'd never tried this instant, this thing. So, basically, he tied her up in, like, kind of Chinese rope. I think what he said was upside down, so I'm getting the story wrong. And he opened her pussy up with a speculum.
Like, as if you're having your cervix tested.
Yeah, yeah. And then he pissed inside her.
Oh, shit, you told me about this.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So that's a kink.
She was like some kind of vessel, yeah. Like some vase,
yeah.
Upside down with his piss inside her, just yeah. Waiting for like a fucking flower to be put in there.
Yeah. 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 I mean, that for you is like, but I'm like, you know what? Like, everyone's got their kinks.
Yeah, I mean, fuck it.
Two consenting adults, like, yeah, do your thing. Do your
go
thing.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Go for it.
But we've all got different vibes. So, piss and shit.
I'd never judge someone for asking me to do that. If someone was like, I want to piss inside your vagina, I'd be like, all right, yeah, fine. But no.
Absolutely not. But you'd have, yeah, I mean...
I am not a vessel, but degrade me anytime. What's needle play?
Needle play. So, it's like... He sews a corset, so like at the back of your body, he sews the points like in like
yes.
The flesh of your skin, and
yeah.
Then he'll tie you up with like a ribbon.
Yeah,
yeah, and so he's done that as well on the sides of your pussy lips here,
yeah.
And does the needles
yeah.
Here, and then ties it up with a beautiful
yes.
Bow.
Yeah, yeah,
it looks amazing.
It does look good,
and it's a lot of trust.
It's actually not that painful.
I've heard that it's not because it's so erotic. So it's like ecstasy kind of driven, isn't it?
When I did fashion and textiles, I specialised in corsets.
Oh, amazing.
And looked at, like...
Needle play.
Human corsets.
Wow.
And, like, how to do them on people's backs and stuff. And it's... You can do it in ways that, like... Basically, you can pierce your flesh. Actually, I'll show you. I'll get a needle.
Oh, my God. No.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly,
you... Oh, my God. She's getting a needle. She's going to pierce herself. No, don't do it on the podcast. You're not going to pierce your skin.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, she's got a needle out of her... No, wait, she's got a needle out of her sewing kit.
So, all you do is you take the first layer of skin to the point where you don't feel it. There you go.
Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Oh, my fucking God. Does it hurt?
No, not at all. I can't get it through the other side now.
Oh, my God, she's piercing her skin on her fucking wrist, man. Fuck.
Yeah, so you literally...
Shit, man! Fuck me! Oh, Jesus fucking Christ! Oh my God! Oh my fucking God! I'm
it's
taking
not
a
that
picture.
Bad.
Now that is making me fucking queasy, man.
So you just push it through the first layer. I'm not gonna be. I haven't got a thimble. So obviously skin's quite tough.
Yes, it's quite... She's got a needle hanging out of her fucking arm, man.
It's honestly not what it
She's
looks
literally
like.
Rubber-jig around in her little sewing box. Have you even sterilised that needle, man?
No, because it's fine. It's just... Yeah, look, there's no blood. I'm not actually piercing. I'm just... All I'm doing is I'm going through the first few layers
Stop
of skin.
Fucking kidding me right now. Shit! Shit! Oh, I'm sweating. My actual vagina is sweating looking at it. Let me take a picture.
I haven't got a thimble.
Let me see a picture of this. I'm putting it on the Instagram.
No,
you absolutely.
Why?
Yes, I am.
You're
disgusting, Christ. Yes, I am. Keep it still, you bitch.
No, I'm not. Because you're not putting this on the podcast.
I am. I'm keeping this in. I'm keeping this. This is almost as bad as the time when you cracked your own head open. Do you remember? Do you remember when you did that? You take it out of your arm, please.
Yeah, I'll take it out. Oh. Basically, that's what you do.
Can I take a picture of it, please?
And you thread it through.
Let me take a picture. Let me take a picture.
So what you're doing is you're just...
Don't move.
You're too close to the camera, that's why. There you go.
Wait, let me do a video. Ah, there we go. It's way better on a video.
Okay. You ready?
Wait.
Pull it out.
Go.
Nah.
Wow!
Look, there's no blood. There's nothing.
Oh, my God. I felt like I've learned a lot there. I've gone through an actual...
So what you do is you basically pierce the first layer of skin, which is why there's no blood. Like, when you see the needlework... I didn't know that that's what it was called.
So my heart, like, my heart is racing looking at that.
Oh, don't be silly. Oh, you fucking wimp.
Oh, my God. No, that is fucking horrendous.
It's fine. Obviously, there's like an art to it. Like, you have to...
Yeah, apparently you went and got taught by a mistress, a dominatrix at a dungeon.
Yeah. And it doesn't, like, it. Yeah, it's because it's just... I mean, it's like, the easiest place to, like, test it out on is, like, your... this is really gross, but the easiest places to test it out on is, like across the heels of your feet, where the skin's really hard.
I mean, that'll be fine, but, like, not... knuckles.
But that's exactly what this is. Oh, look, I did make myself bleed.
Only a tiny bit, but, like, fucking hell, man. That was, like, no, no. Anyway, very fucking weird. I mean, yeah, so pissing inside people, that was the thing.
That's, yeah, I mean, each their own. But this whole bestiality thing, it's not uncommon, is it? Because we were kind of looking at sex toys earlier today, and there's, like, a common theme with a lot of sex toys. Like, a lot of them are animal themed, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah, so we were having a look at these sex toys earlier. So this is Rosie's idea this week. I think this is a fucking great idea to find some fucking mental sex toys.
But the animal ones are quite interesting. Like, you can get like octopus dildos are quite common.
Octopussy dildos. And
so it's like a tentacle of an octopus.
Yeah.
Do you know those? You know those? You know those squid tentacles I've got that I used to wear at festivals. Squid.
Literally, she used to dress up as a fucking squid with like a hat on and shit like that, and every finger had a tentacle.
Oh, going up to people on MDMA dressed like that is the funniest experience.
And the last festival we went to, she only had three fingers left from like all the festivals, and they fucking bit the dust very quickly, didn't they?
Yeah, they did bite the dust. But like, yeah, some women are quite into tentacles, aren't they?
Yeah, or like another fucking episode of this Carly Slut Ever does the alien vibe where got eggs impregnated into your pussy. So there's this egg thing. So basically they put a dildo into a woman's vagina and they stuff her full of eggs, like these kind of sex eggs. And it's like being impregnated with an alien extraterrestrial like impregnation.
They don't put it in her cervix though, right?
No. So they just put it in her vagina, like as in like a funnel, kind of almost like a straw, but like a big straw.
Like,
and then they...
we have abducted you.
Yes, and we're going to impregnate you with our little sex eggs. So, yeah, there's lots of people who are into like, yeah, like alien sex and shit like that.
Alien sex would be another funny one to talk about. Like,
if there's anybody out there into it, please fucking call
us. If there's anybody out there... Do, 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 do. The truth is out there. Do, 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 do. Yeah, and you can get blow up animal toys. So you can get blow up sheep with like
pig's heads.
Oh god.
Oh shit. Remember
and that? One that you have, which you should share.
Yeah.
What's your bestiality sex toy?
Well, actually it's not that bad. But I did see it on one of the lists today that we were looking at to try and find these sexy sex toys. It's the butt plug with a tail attached. I'm sure a lot of you fucking fuckers have that out there. It is basically like a kind of... It can be a horse tail, a fox's tail, a badger tail.
Foxy.
Oh, so foxy. Brr. You can have like a cat tail. You can have a fucking...
I mean, felines are quite sexy, aren't they, really?
I mean, Squidge.
Squidge is not sexy.
Squidge is very, very not sexy.
Our cat has a literal flat shovel face. Like, look at him struggling to eat right now because his face is so flat.
Literally, and he's like the most ungrateful, graceful cat. He literally has like 15 left feet, hasn't he?
Yeah, he falls over. It's not normal, mate.
Mate, he's not right. But yeah, I mean, there was a penguin dildo, there was a duck dildo, there was a fucking like strap on anything dildo. Like, there's lots of animal esque dildos out there. Whether people like to talk about it or not, it's a thing.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about some sex toys. Right, I'm going to give you some names.
Go on, give me the names.
And you're going to guess what they are.
I can't fucking wait.
So let's start with some nice easy ones.
Oh, really? Come on.
Da, da, da. Clone a willy.
Okay, so I know what this is.
Yeah, knew you would.
So this is, okay, so this is when you you get a fucking mould, so you get like a kind of jelly type thing. You get your boyfriend or fuck friend or dad's dick and you put it in.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know, this is weird.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Daddy.
Do you know what I want for Christmas?
Yo, dick in a box. Oh, dick in a box. It's my dick in a box. Have you heard that?
No.
Stop it. Okay, we're going to play it later. But Justin Timberlake, if you're out there listening, I love your dick in a box. We can't listen to it because I'm worried about the copyright. Anyway, so you put a dick in a, like, mould, like, kind of, like, I don't know what you call it.
A mould.
A mould, yeah. And then you put your dick in it, in the box, and you make it a real thing, and then you turn it into a dildo, and you can use it again.
So you use the mould to make a dildo?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Am I right?
You are correct. That is called Clone Willy.
10 points to me!
Right, Swarovski for her.
Swarovski?
Swarovski.
Is this like crystals?
Yeah.
Crystal dildo?
Yeah, so it's bejeweled dildos.
A bejazzled dildo.
So you can probably even get like diamante dildos.
Yeah, you can get gold dildos.
Yes, so that was my next one. Or precious metal cock rings.
Yes, so you can get them like 18 karat gold. Blah, 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 blah,
and
blah.
They're fucking worth a shit ton of cash.
Yeah, great.
Crazy.
Fucking great.
Do you know what's for the poor man?
A plastic band.
A soap cock ring.
Oh.
Take it into the shower with you, lather it up a bit, and you can clean your dick while you're wanking.
That is a UTI waiting to happen for all the women out there. Don't be doing that with your pussy, because the pH balance will be affected.
Ugh.
Literally.
I mean, but if it's one way to encourage a really uncleanly guy to clean his dick, then why not? Yeah. Next one!
You've got so many. You've gone fucking full throttle on this.
Orgasmatron 3000.
Right, okay, so I saw this on one of the lists.
No!
No, I haven't read it. I have no idea what it is.
Oh, right, okay.
I scrolled past it because I knew it was one of yours. It sounds like the Sibian.
What's the Sibian?
The Sibian.
What's the Sibian?
Right, the Sibian was like Carmen Electra, one of the fucking bad fucking ass porn stars. She used to do Playboy TV, which is like, and also radio, and she... It was back in the day, it was like a contraption. It was probably about as big as that chest. So we got a massive chest like in our
living room.
But it has a cone on top of it, like a kind of like vibrating thing. And like you could put different heads on it. And a woman basically straddles it like a kind of horse
saddle. Okay, like a horse box.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they sit on it and they ride it. And it basically gives you 100 or 99.999% effective orgasms because of the like frequency of the vibration.
So it's a bit like, you know, when you like ride one of those pretend bulls.
Yeah.
In but terrible nightclubs.
Exactly. But it's more static. It's more like the like dildo moves, but not the box itself.
Oh, but you're still straddling it. So your legs are apart.
And so she basically on Playboy radio.
Yeah.
She sits on the Sibian, this porn star. And she's like, and, like, she literally has a full-on sweaty orgasm on the radio.
So I've got a mate.
Who?
Genital walk.
Again, cut that out.
Well.
So I've got a mate who was on a bus in India. And the bus was, like, a rickety old bus.
Did she come on the bus?
She came on the bus from how rickety the bus was and how much her seat was vibrating. It made her come.
I'm a little bit jealous, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, me too.
How can someone be that sensitive?
I'm pretty sure I've come from a really random object before. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tell me.
No.
Oh, it's not going to be the fucking washing machine that I use every day, is it?
No.
Oh, thank God. Your face looked like it was actually going
to
say
yes.
But
you're one step closer to finding out what the Orgasmatron 3000 is, because it puts the fun into housework.
No, it doesn't! Stop it, you little dick!
Yeah, so it's a two-in-one, so it's a working... washing machine, but it has like a straddle. It has it almost looks like a horse, horse seat, like the saddle that you put on a horse.
Explain my face right now.
Yeah, you look like a turtle.
I've, like, recoiled back into my shell.
Like, you're like a turtle having a stroke.
What the fuck? What? Yeah, people buy these?
Yeah, so, yeah. So it's called the Orgasmatron, I think, like, in the hundreds. I don't think it's that much money, though.
So it's basically the same price as a normal fucking washing machine.
Yeah,
so
out there, basically... She's got a fucking horse saddle on it.
What?
But, yeah, so you sit on it while you make your whites white.
I fucking... I mean, right, before anybody out there, especially men, I'm going to fucking genderise this shit, gets any ideas about... correlating doing the fucking washing up and orgasming your wife, that's not the right word, but anything, just fucking separate that shit, okay, because she still needs dick.
I mean, it's for men as well. Men can use it as well.
Well,
there are, you know, there are add-ons you can buy.
Oh my god.
Sweet. Okay, next one, the Gaga vibrator.
This is what I thought, like, pa-pa-pa poker face. Is this like Gaga, Lady Gaga?
No, it's not, but I have a really interesting story about Gaga.
Go on.
So there is a really, like, cool ice cream shop in Covent Garden in Lovers Square called The Ice Creamist.
Right.
And they serve the Baby Gaga.
Right.
Have you heard of this?
No.
So the Baby Gaga is an ice cream made of human breast milk. And it's like, I think the last time I went was years ago, and it was £60 a scoop or £50 a scoop. And obviously they have to wait until they've got donors, and there's all these tests that they have to do before the donors are, like, legit allowed to, like, donate.
Stop it.
Breast milk, yeah. And you can buy breast milk ice cream. And
why would people do that?
Why not?
I mean, but why would you choose that over, like, dairy? For instance, is there, like, something special about it, or what? Like,
well, I guess it's like natural. Any culinary sort of, like, interest, isn't it? Like, why, you know, why do people eat monkey brains? Why do we people eat?
Why do people want to try? It's a bit different if it's an animal or if it's a human being. It's like being a cannibal or eating beef. It's a bit like that in my head. Like,
you wouldn't try breast milk?
No,
you wouldn't.
I try my own probably because I'm a psychopath. But, like, I wouldn't be like, oh, when you're pregnant, oh, let me have a suck on your tit.
Oh,
I?
Yeah, no, that's different. That's but say if I, like, lactated into a bottle and I was like, go on, try it. You
if I was
it.
Really fucked off my brains, maybe I would, yeah.
I'd fucking try it.
Would you?
Yeah.
I wouldn't eat a whole scoop, though, with a flake in it and shit.
Why not? I mean, they flavour it. I would. Anyway, so we went to this... Me and an ex went to the ice creamist to try a Baby Gaga, but they didn't have any when we went. Because they didn't have any donors at the time. But I think it's Westminster Council. I think it's in the borough of Westminster, but don't quote me on that. I'm not sure about Covent Garden. But anyway, the council shut it down, and they were like, shut it down! Like, you can't be selling this shit. And Lady Gaga found out about it, and she paid, like, a massive fucking, like, I don't know, she paid some kind of bill that meant that it was, like, legit allowed to be sold in... The Ice Creamist, but she copyrighted it as the Baby Gaga.
Wow!
Yeah. So they sell the Baby Gaga.
That's amazing!
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I don't know whether they still sell it. This was years and years ago. This was when I was a student.
Fucking look it up, bitch. We need to find this out.
Yeah, let's find out.
Let's find out. Right, so where have you got to?
What is the Gaga vibrator?
Is that something to do with breast milk?
It's sold as a streaming toy for couples.
Streaming toy?
Yeah.
Fuck knows what that is. What is that?
Here you go, hang on. Baby Gaga ice cream, breast milk ice cream. Yeah, it's still available.
Shit, so if you're ever in fucking London in Covent Garden and you want to taste some titty-titty-witty, you can go to fucking the Ice Creamist and get some titty Gaga.
Baby Gaga.
On your fucking lips,
Baby
bitch.
Gaga.
Fuck that.
Standard man tries breast milk flavoured ice cream. Yeah, I mean, why not? Anyway, so...
I don't know what this
fucking Gaga vibrator...
Tell me.
...is. It's a vibrator that you plug in with a USB stick to your...
Music.
No, to your laptop.
Yeah.
Or, like, computer.
Yeah.
And it has a camera...
Yeah.
Inside it.
Yeah.
And you stick it up your vajayjay, and while you're coming, you give your, like, the person that's on a video, like a Skype call or whatever, you give them a full show of the inside of your vagina while you're coming. I think it's quite hot.
Oh.
I'd try it.
I mean, you're the one that likes fucking anime inside of the vagina porn. I mean, I like a nice spread vagina and spread asshole, but looking at the intricacies of your bowel or the intricacies of your urethra as you fucking come or whatever, I'm not sure if that would turn me on.
Oh, mate, there's nothing hotter than when you come so hard that you can feel the walls of your vagina, like you can feel your fucking walls vibrating. And they can feel that shit.
Yeah.
There is nothing hotter than that. You can feel it going vroom, vroom, vroom.
And it like throbs, doesn't it? I mean, yeah.
Do you know what that is, though? Do you know what the throb is?
No.
So it's actually like the walls of your vagina are slightly ribbed, right? And when they throb like that, they're not throbbing like in and out. They're throbbing in and up. So what it's doing is it's pushing the semen up your vagina.
That's weird.
Towards the womb.
That.
It's like, this is a welcome environment. Come to us. So it like helps you get pregnant. So obviously women that come during sex, if they come hard enough to make their walls vibrate, like you're like, I don't know whether it's more like you're more likely to have a baby, but it would definitely help with the process.
Wow. How do you find out the shit? Do you have lots of time on your hands or watch it?
I think I used to be able to feel my walls vibrating and I was like, what the fuck is this? Because we never had sex education, so I was like, oh my god, I'm an alien. And then realised that actually it's just really healthy.
That's so funny. I mean, like for me, because I'm a squirter, things don't vibrate upwards, it always just vibrates out. Everything is just outward and like to the point where like you shit yourself. So that actually happened to me like
really recently.
Like, okay, it wasn't my proudest fucking moment, but has anyone ever been the sort of girl that can come out of their arsehole and their pussy either or at different times? Now this happened at the same time. I genuinely felt like I'd been abducted by aliens. Like, I lost my actual mind. Like, I wasn't in body. It was out-of-body experience. But I woke up and I opened my eyes and there was just fluids of all kinds.
Oh, God.
Everywhere. And I was like, oh, my God, that was amazing. But I've been hit with a fucking brick. And, like, okay, it was worth it.
I mean, we've all been there. We've all shat on the fucking floor after anal once in a while.
Oh, God. Let's all hope so, okay? So, yeah, I mean, I feel you about the kind of vibrations, but let's just hope it's not as messy as that. Moving on. So is that all of your stuff?
No, I've got
one
more.
Oh, my God, stop.
Jimmy Jane, hello, touch. Jimmy Jane, hello, touch.
I don't know what the fuck that is either.
So it's a device that you strap onto your wrist.
Yeah.
And it's got two little fingertips. As in, it looks quite similar. You know when you're when you see people in hospital and they've got like the heartbeat thing on their finger. On their finger. It looks like that, but it's like there's two of them. So you've got one on like your index finger and one on your middle finger.
Yeah.
And the battery pack straps to your wrist. And it's like, they're just like little vibrating devices. So for instance, if I was wearing them and I was touching someone else, then they would feel like as I was touching them, my fingers would vibrate over their body.
Are they secure though? Stay on?
They're really hardly secured on.
Really?
Yeah, because they're sold as like a solo or a dual sex toy. So it's sold for couples or it's sold as like a solo stimulator for both prostate and vaginal.
Oh, wow. So you can put them up people's arsehole?
Yeah.
Are they stuck to a lead or a cable? Or
yeah, there's a little wire that leads from the tips of your finger to your battery pack on your wrist.
I was going to say, because if you lost that shit up your arsehole, you might not be able to get that back. I mean,
yeah.
I actually have a story about that, but we'll come back
have
to
I
that.
Have I told you about the story our friend who's a doctor told me?
No.
An aerosol can?
No.
Oh my God, this is horrible.
Tell me.
So a friend of ours is a very, very, very bloody good doctor. She's actually a psychiatrist now. And she was working in the sex clinic in London. She had a guy come in who had basically almost got sepsis because he had a foreign object stuck up his arse. He'd stuck a fucking Lynx can up his arsehole and he got it stuck and he was so embarrassed that he didn't go to the hospital in time.
Oh my God,
and
poor guy.
He had this Lynx can stuck up his ass.
Oh my fucking God. How long?
A few days. They got it out in the end. But can you imagine like him not, he didn't say anything to the doctors. And he was like, I think there's something stuck up there. And so obviously they are x-rayed and found out that it was
Oh my god, poor guy. Fuck me. I mean, I'm not as shocked as I should have been because I've heard loads of stories about this with girls with tampons.
Oh yeah, what, girls having sex with tampons in?
Yeah, they forget that they've got their, like, last day's tampon in and a guy will, like, fuck them. They forget. And,
it
gets up stuck and they forget for about a month. And then this happened to a girl when I was at drama school.
It's so dangerous.
She was straining for a shit. She went for a shit in the middle of, like, a class or whatever. And she was like, she came back and she was like, oh my fucking god, guys. And we were like, what? We thought that she'd, like, I don't know what she'd fucking done, but she was like, I just strained for a shit and a tampon came out of my pussy when I strained so hard. It was black and it was bent over in an L shape because it had been hitting her cervix this whole fucking time. And it was black and it'd been up there nearly a month.
That's so weird.
How can you not know that's up your vagina? Like, I
mean,
think
some
of
people
myself
don't
so...
even know that they're giving birth, mate. You hear those fucking stories in The Sun where it's like, I went to the toilet and I gave birth to my son.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, literally.
I don't know. There's there's such a lack of education in our country.
Yeah, but like, I like looking inside myself at least once a day. Like, I don't.
What?
No. Not once a day, but like genuinely quite a lot. Like,
well, I know what I'm buying you for Christmas, a fucking handheld mirror.
Yeah, you fucking are. Or that fucking thing where you put it up your vagina and you come inside yourself, that thing you just told me about.
The Gaga vibrator. Yeah. The camera one.
And actually, since we've both had the coil fitted, I feel like I'm definitely much more aware of, like, the insides of my...
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Because you have to feel for those fucking strings, motherfucker. Like, any girl who knows this, when you have the fucking coil fitted, you have the fucking strings stuck out of your cervix. Is it cervix?
Yeah.
And you have to just double check that they're there all the time. So yeah, I just finger myself.
I haven't done that in
involuntarily.
A while.
Anytime.
So I was thinking though, with this Jimmy Jane Hello Touch, why haven't they designed something that's like a suit that you can wear? Like, so you think about, like, virtual reality nowadays, right? And the ability, like, we've got, like, racing games and, like, virtual reality headsets and, like, hands and feet sets that you can put on that make you feel like you're in a game.
Yeah.
Why can't you wear a bodysuit that someone can
trust me, it's
touch?
Coming. It's coming from fucking Japan. It's coming from China, or someone's fucking doing it.
Someone's making it.
There's the virtual reality porn that you can watch where you can watch it and feel like you're inside it, but there's no, like... I'm not sure if there's a dildo attached or not, or like a...
Oh, I think I have seen this. I think there is a dildo. There's a stimulator attached. Oh, maybe I'm thinking of Black Mirror.
There's definitely a Black Mirror episode where they're doing that.
But I mean, that should exist, right? So imagine if I could just put on, like, a bodysuit and I had, like, a boyfriend that lived, like, a billion miles away.
Well, yeah.
I mean, a billion's an exaggeration.
I bet it's
yeah,
definitely
and
being...
they had, like, the ability to like...
Stimulate
say, yeah, I'm going to touch you here, I'm going to touch you there, and...
Yeah, but then that would... I mean, as much as we're both saying this is a massively, like, positive thing, why are people not doing it, it might also make things a lot fucking more slack when it comes to relationships.
Well, it takes away actual physical intimacy, doesn't
it? Yeah, yeah. If you've been able to touch your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever it is, like, for months on end, you haven't seen them, and then when you finally get to touch them, it's not really that big a deal. But when you... Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, and you might get addicted to
just
the cyber version of actual physical intimacy.
Another fucking thing about that is that fucking girl who does the Vice documentaries, fucking Carly Slut Ever, she does one on robots too.
Yeah. Oh my god, the robots you can get nowadays. But that's the thing, right? Isn't it? Like, it's a massive question in our generation, which is like, are we becoming so removed from actual physical life nowadays? Like, is everything becoming so online and so virtual that we're removing ourselves from real humanity?
Yeah, and, like, are people watching so much fucking porn that they're, like, seeing that as real sex in comparison to, like, what actual sex is?
Well, that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if you look at porn from, like, when our parents were our age...
In the 70s, fucking...
Versus porn nowadays.
Love fucking Lovelace.
And look how different their sex lives must have been compared to ours.
Yeah.
And then if you look at, like, I don't know, like, 16, 17-year-old girls nowadays... They're
on Instagram and, like,
I know.
All that sexuality going on.
Their sex lives must be, like, so different to ours. And, like, you know, constantly having a bleached arsehole, constantly having to, like, be Miss Perfection and, oh, yeah, give it to me. Oh, fuck, I love it like
Yeah,
that.
When you're, like, 17,
and, like,
18, you're, like,
slapped on the tit and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, man. I think there's pros and cons to fucking, like, just being online in general, and it's not just to do with the sex industry.
Yeah, I feel you, sister. I feel you.
I think everyone should just disappear one day and go camping for a little while in the wilderness.
And reconnect.
Reconnect.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I can feel the difference. I don't know about you, but, like, when the person you're with hasn't watched porn and you fuck them...
Yeah, you've talked about this before.
Yeah, it is like night and fucking day. Like, it is... It's mental. And I wish it wasn't, because then I wouldn't have such an idea about, like, how porn has a negativity on, like, your sex life, right?
Yeah.
Porn is a massively positive thing. Like, I think everybody should be able to watch porn and it be, like...
I watch porn every day.
Yeah. Yeah, but women are different. I don't know about that. I don't know if I should even say that, but what's that lyric that all the fucking strippers use? You strippers out there, you fucking know this lyric. It's like, you prefer your boyfriend's dick when you haven't seen it for a while because they come more when you see him less. Do you know what I mean? It's like, when a guy hasn't been wanking off to the fucking assholes of so many sluts online and they see you, you get a much more into like connected experience.
Yeah.
When they're so numbed out from all the fucking bleached assholes they've seen that week, all the cums they've done, everything, blah, 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 you're almost like a... It's like just...
It's like a secondary object.
Yeah, but you're not even secondary. You could be a first-dairy subject, but it's just a different feeling.
Yeah.
Like, it's... For me, and I wish it wasn't the case.
It's a physical intimacy thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, I think, what we were saying before, like, when you... When there's so much virtual intimacy available... And what even is virtual intimacy? It kind of removes yourself from being able to be physically intimate with someone.
Yeah.
And like, well, that's why you get catfishes, right? That's why you get people who like have no social skills being like amazing, suave charmers online, because they can pretend to be who they're not.
Yeah. In an ideal world, people can decompartmentalize their brains from like what porn is. And what sex is, yeah. And the difference, but it's just not our nature.
But as generations go on, how is that honestly going to affect people? Like, exactly. Our children, our children's children, like, how far removed are we actually going to be able to be? Because me and you can sit down and talk about this now.
Yeah.
But what the fuck are our kids going to think about having
sex? That's what I'm saying, it's just going to get worse and worse. Like, fuck knows, like... You know what? I think everybody has a responsibility in their relationships with people, whether it's like you're fucking 15 guys a week or 15 girls a week or the combination of the two, or you're fucking just one person. I think when you're with that specific person that you're with, you've got to just make the effort to give your whole self to them and be able to decompartmentalise and do it in a healthy way. Follow us on Instagram!
Definitely follow us on Instagram. We're so pleased... that you have followed us.
Yes, whoever's followed us, thank you so much. We're so needy right now. Please, please, please help us out. Like our posts. If not, send us some abuse. We would really like that also. Degrade us.
Why not?
Degrade us.
We're all about degrading here.
We are. And if you've got any funny stories, as always, DM us, voice note us, do whatever you want. We will credit you. We don't have to credit you. We will take your fucking confessions to our grave. If that's what you want. So just fucking send them in, bitches. Cam girls, you know who you are. I know who you are. Many of you, send me your fucking stories, hoes. That's the end of the fucking podcast. Next week, I have my first ever fucking guest on the show. Very, very excited. Is an understatement. There's going to be a lot of fucking filth thrown up all over this microphone. And you bitches are going to have a fucking face full. Trust me, you're gonna fucking love it. So we'll see you next motherfucking Wednesday. Bye, bye, hoes. Bye, 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 bye. Yeah.